You referred to the fact, or and I've been hearing this for a long time, about, ultimately that the prognosis of ovarian cancer is more favorable in patients with BRCA journaling. I've always been curious, is that an innate feature of the disease, or is it because they respond so well to treatment, to platinum?
I really don't know the answer to that question. And, people will also dispute that when they look at epidemiologic data. They say, well, yeah, the prognosis is better for the first 10 years, but then the curves come together. I think there's some doubt. I mean, I think what is clear is that the vast majority of patients with a BRCA mutation have a better response to platinum, certainly first line, but even second line, than patients without a BRCA mutation. There are, of course, exceptions. There are patients who have profound platinum resistance, even though they have a BRCA mutation. But in the main, these patients respond well to platinum, and that's because, the mechanism of repairing platinum damage is not that dissimilar from repairing the double-strand breaks that occur in the presence of PARP inhibitors, and, with HRD being the common deficiency in these patients with a BRCA mutation, you can imagine that you get good responses to platinum-based treatment as you would with PARP inhibitors.